A dispute over Davidson County's early voting locations reached a new level yesterday. Some members of the Metro Council threatened to cut funding for the Election Commission. The threat is a response to a decision by election officials to close 10 polling places this summer, leaving only one open for early voting. At a budget meeting, Councilman Ronnie Stein said the city has provided more than enough money to run several voting sites.
So if they're not going to do early voting sites, then I think we need to look at an appropriate reduction in their budget for each early voting site that they don't use.
Mayor Carl Dean and other leaders have already asked election officials to reverse their decision so that more Nashvillians have a chance to vote close to where they live. But election leaders have demanded more city money, a tactic that displeased Councilwoman Sherry Weiner.
I don't think that the voters need to be held hostage. I think that we do need to have the opportunity for our voting public in the community to have easy, free, and fair access and convenience.
The Election Commission next meets this afternoon, but the issue of early voting sites is not on the agenda. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.